very different approaches, and some people, some Jews, some segment of Klal Yisrael take this approach, some take another approach, some have a balanced approach. Every person has a very different temperament, what they are accustomed to, what they're comfortable doing, and ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud, everyone falls, but in Yados, as we all know, there has to be balance. Balance is something very important. On Tisha B'Av and Purim are the two extreme elements of balance, of the two extremes, the boundaries of Golos. How does a Jew deal with his matzav and his suffering and his abuse in Golos? On Tisha B'Av, quiet. The goyim, they beat us up. So you can beat me again. You can give me another patch. It's okay. Give me another patch. I'll sit in the corner. I'll take the abuse. Eicha Yashva Ha'ir. Badad. The whole essence is we're all alone. The whole mahus of Gilas Eicha of Tisha B'Av is we're in the corner. We're quiet. No one's going to Washington to march. No one is writing letters to the editor. Is campaigning. No one's doing any askonos. Everyone is just sitting and mourning and crying. Nu Hashem, the ball is in your court, Hashem. Al ta'iru v'al tis'oiru es ho'ahava ad she'techpas. But there's a balance. That's not always the derech. The extreme opposite of Tisha B'Av is Purim. Make a lot of noise. There's a Haman. You have a Haman in this world. Lav Dafka Haman Hagogi. There's a Haman today out there in this world. Don't just sit back and do nothing. Don't go sit in the corner. Make noise. Go to Washington. Bang down the door. Jump over the fence. Get arrested. Go do crazy things. Let the world know. Don't sit down and take matters lightly. Make the whole essence of Lane the Megillah is let the world hear the noise. We're not going to sit and take garbage. We're not your punching bag. We're not their punching bag. We're not going to take abuse. Hishtadlus. You have to be a believer in Hishtadlus. So it's mamish two extremes. I'm telling you, two extremes. What's the answer? Balance. Sometimes like this, sometimes like that. It depends who, where, when, what, how. Everything has to be done with seichel and balance, and also with your temperament and where you are, your hashkafa, your gedolim, who are the leaders you follow. But the Yom Tov of Purim and Purim versus Tisha B'Av represent these two extremes. Purim, you make noise. A lot of noise. Tisha B'Av, there's no noise.
First of all, I just want to say two very quick things. Number one is you see that Yaakov, he bowed down seven times to Esau.
And he was criticized for that.
Yes. Okay. But another thing is that the message of Purim was, like, no, let's call Yehudim. All the greatness that Klal Yisrael did was not protesting. It was
tefillah.
It was all tefillah.
That's a given.
And it was speaking. It was speaking to Achashverosh. But this that people again. I agree with you on balance. 100%.
But if Klal Yisrael would only be Leich Chanais Kol, which is an absolute necessity. This is the bread and butter, the Aleph Beis. Yeah. Esther still had to go. You got to do your Hishtadlus.
You see, by Hanukkah time, they went out and fought. But I believe that was because it was still a base of Mikdash and they were on that Madrega. But in Golos, everything was done undercover. Everything was, it was amongst the Yidden.
True.
It was amongst the Yidden themselves. They did tshuva, and she went quietly. I mean, Haman was there. I mean, that was, you know, it was a grand total of three people. And
it's true. Why, you're saying it's true.
Mordechai wasn't still a hate.
Amongst the Yidden. Yes, but it was amongst the Yidden.
He started a ball rolling.
He was in front of the palace.
But it was to arouse the Yidden. Everything he did.
Right.
But not to, protest against.
It was a war later also. They fought against the war.
With permission of the king.
Yeah.
But Ahasuerus gave them permission.
He confronted Haman before. He started the whole thing because he made a point of
being they killed 75,000 of the people in the Shushan.
Yes.
Maran ben Sori Maran makes a big threat. How did Mordecai have the right to do
right.
it?
Yes.
Everybody has that.
Okay. Now let's just go to one more thing. One more interesting thing about Zeresh. I came across two things I find very interesting. A minug, Klal Yisrael state Hamantashen. Okay, why do we Hamantashen? I don't know. I don't know really why.
Business.
Tastes good. Business. Whatever. Hamantashen. So some want to say it's called the Oznei Haman. Oznei. Hamantashen. Haman. There's a tradition that had funny ears. They used to make fun of Obama. Obama, Spock. Obama has these funny ears. All the caricatures of Obama make these very funny ears. So it appears that we have a tradition that Haman had ears in the shape of a triangle. And all the caricatures of Haman in those days were of Haman's funny ears, his triangular ears. So that's the shape. Inside, we put seeds. Why there are seeds? Now, today, who wears seeds anymore? Today is chocolate, this, that, whatever it is, raspberry, apricot. But traditionally, you put inside mun, you put inside seeds. Why seeds? So one thing is, where do we put the two together? Seeds is zera. A good chelik of the story of the Megillah is lo yamushu mipicha mipi zaracha. Yeah. You study the Midrashim, the people who were terrified of Haman the most were the children. He terrorized the children. And the day when Haman came was Ashkocha Paratis, the day when Haman came to get Mordechai to parade him in the street, was we discussed yesterday. Either it was Pesach or it was first the Chalamot Pesach, and Mordechai was teaching the children. What was he teaching them about the laws of the Omer? The Omer that is brought on the second day, Pesach, which is Matur Chodosh B'Medina. Haman arrived. It was B'Hashkocha Pratis that Haman's downfall began in the presence of the children. Haman, Mordechai was giving a sheer klali for Yishvetinoikois Shel Beis Rabban. Because the one that Anoshim, the Taf, there was an emphasis, we don't have time to go to the Mepharshim, an emphasis on the children, the Zera of Klal Yisrael. Hamantashen originally, in the good old days, was filled with Zera, seeds, poppy seeds, these type of seeds. Why seeds? You need seeds because seeds merames, and they were called Haman. Haman is the triangular ears, whatever the shape, filled with seeds to remind us that this combination of the terror Haman tried to instill upon the Zera Shel Klal Yisrael was unsuccessful. Klal Yisrael survived, they came forward and they succeeded. And once we mention the ears of Haman, there's a very interesting chazal, something that came across very interesting. The last thing is that when there's a minhag Yisrael to get up early on Purim. There are 5 days a year, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. There's a whole explanation of what this means, that one of the 5 days a year where there's a minhag Yisrael to get up early is Purim. 5 days a year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Purim, Hoshana Rabbah, Shavuah and Shavuos. Those the 5 days a year. Vayashkim, it's Rosh Tevis of Avraham. Now for now, why should we get up early on Purim? What's the inyan of getting up early? So you'll say silly because you have a lot of things to do. There are a lot of mitzvahs hayoyim, shalchmanis, mikra megillah, mitzvahs levyoyim, they're sudas Purim. They got a lot to do. You got a full day, you got to get up early. I saw something very, very beautiful. Why does it happen to get up early? Why? When did Haman go to get Mordechai? Very early. He was there b'ashmoides haboiker waiting for Mordechai. Why did he get up so early? His wife told him. Zeresh. No. Before that, go back. Not in the morning. All right. I'm sorry. when Haman, I'm sorry, what happened? Haman comes back from the first party and he says, life is miserable. What do you mean miserable? You're the top of the world. There's one old Jew who doesn't want to bow down to me. Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. Because of this one Jew, he spoils my whole covenant of this world. So what does Zeresh say to do? My husband Haman, tomorrow morning, get up very, very early. Get up very early tomorrow morning and go to the Achashverosh and tell him to kill Mordechai. So Zeresh gave him advice to go very early. Haman took this advice to an extreme. 12 midnight. Balayla, he couldn't even wait until the morning. It was Zeresh's device that brought about the miracle of Purim. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Achashverosh could not sleep in the middle of the night. They brought out the Sefer HaZichroinos. They discovered Big Son Vesheresh. Who's waiting outside so early in the morning for me? Who, me? Haman's outside. Oh, bring him in. Haman, what should we do? About Mordechai. Oh, Mordechai had started the entire event. How did Haman get there? How did the whole miracle go and start? Because Zeresh, the Machashef of Zeresh, gave advice to Haman to wake up early and go to the king and tell him to hang up Mordechai. If Haman listened to Zeresh and got up early, Bashmeres HaBoiker, to go and start off to get the miracle of Purim into full gear. How much more so Lachas Kama V'Kama should we get up early on Purim to celebrate and do what we're supposed to be doing on Purim? What? We do bank for Zeresh. There are some. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.